This is The Irrationally Exuberant. I'm Reed Messerschmidt.
In 1991, Marie Osmond scratched my brother, and one day, I will scratch hers. The principal actors in my story are as follows. Marie Osmond, a member of world-renowned Mormons, the Osmond family, though she was never an official member of the musical group. You might know the Osmond family from the discount bin on the floor at your local record store. Marie had a middling singing career in her own right and eventually teamed up with her toothy brother, Donnie, for the Donnie and Marie variety show and that terrible Little Bit Country, Little Bit Rock and Roll song. In addition to passable singing, she has been a perennial B to C list celebrity since the early 70s. No easy feat, I suppose. Actor 2, Chad Messerschmidt, my little brother. A member of the slightly less renowned current and former casual Lutherans, the Messerschmidt family of Fargo, North Dakota. In 1991, Chad was 5 years old, a chubby little booger eater that very nearly ruined my life just by being born. Chad's history is riddled with injuries. Here is an incomplete list. 1. Broke his arm on his 3rd birthday. I fell on him. 2. Bitten by a donkey in sunglasses. There is photographic proof of this. 3. Testicle went up inside of him. 4. Dislocated shoulder. 5. Hit by a car. 6. Got glass in his leg when he kicked through a car window trying to get shotgun. 7. Cracked his head open while attempting to jump down a flight of stairs, resulting in brain bleeding. And last but not least, 8. Scratched by Marie Osmond. Marie Osmond was in Fargo in December of 1991 for an appearance on the Children's Miracle Network's annual televised fundraiser. This was a big deal, kind of, as we didn't get many celebrities in town. Our walk of fame includes Steve Allen, Paul Harvey, and Bert and Ernie, none of which ever lived here. For this grand affair, local drivers were needed to man limousines, and because we're not the type of town with much need for limousine drivers outside of prom season, volunteers were arranged. My father, Rock, was one of these. I don't know why. He was and is a local banker with a social climber's interest in charity. Anyway, we had the opportunity to meet Marie Osmond because my father was assigned to be her driver. We met him at the hospital where, I guess, she was touring the children's wing and laughed when we saw him in his dumb limo driver hat. And then, there she was. Resplendent in terrible 90s fashion, hair huge and poofy, makeup thick and garish, shoulders elevated by pads. Marie Osmond, a lady I vaguely understood to be famous but had never heard of before. What a thrill. She smiled at us, told us how cute we were, even though we were both chubby, pasty Midwesterners in bowl cuts and well-worn starter jackets, and probably struck her as small-town rubes. She reached out her hand to shake mine. Her nails were long, shiny, purple. I remember it clearly. I shook back without incident. Then she shook my brother's hand, and all hell broke loose. Okay, hell is a strong word. He grimaced a little, and she didn't really notice. Or maybe he didn't, and this is all some dumb false memory we've cooked up as a family. What is truth, really? Anyway, her ludicrous, shellacked fingernails had scratched his flabby, pallid little wrist. Marie Osmond didn't notice and went about her day, smiling, shaking hands. How many were scratched that day, Marie? And basking in the amplified spotlight of adoration cast by our sad town. Now, listen. I didn't like my brother. Who in their right mind could have? But I loved him. And for that reason, on that day, my fate was sealed. I would have to avenge this wrong. I would, one day, have to find Marie Osmond's Botoxed brother Donnie, and I would have to scratch him. I imagine that, when it happens, it will go something like this. Donnie Osmond, by now in his early 80s, but looking like a 50-year-old mannequin, confidently walking through the Denver International Airport, chatting via his phone implant with his agent, maybe, artificially plumped and smooth skin, a deep chestnut, repurposed hair, I'm guessing here, done up to the nines, dyed a deep black, veneers aglow. Maybe he's got an assistant or something with him. Maybe this is a layover on his way to cut the ribbon on some terrible resort he's invested in one of what's left of the Carolinas. Regardless, he's not paying attention to his surroundings. I spot him from my terminal, over my book. My heart begins to beat quickly. My mind races. A sheen of sweat dampens my brow. This is it. The moment I've been waiting for nigh on 50 years. I'm 60 now. I have grandchildren. A good life. Am I really going to risk it all for a shot at avenging some minor, possibly fictional slight visited upon my family by his sister in the previous millennium? Yes, of course I am. I put my book in my knapsack, stand, sling the bag over my shoulder, take a deep breath. Maybe I take a quick whiff of one of the designer fragrances that everyone is addicted to in the 2040s. I begin walking toward him, casual but quick. As luck would have it, Donny Osmond is wearing a short-sleeved shirt. Some expensive Hawaiian-type thing, but without a collar. This is the future, after all, and if there's one thing I know about the future, it's that collars will be obsolete. I approach, stealthy but quick. I'm right behind him now. I reach out and tap him on the shoulder. "Mr. Osmond," I say. He turns, a little annoyed. "I don't usually do this, but..." And then I make my move. My pointer finger extended, the nail long and sharp as it has been for years, in preparation for this very moment. As I reach, I shout, "Your sister scratched my brother and now I scratch you!" He is confused, unmoving, that bare, tanned arm exposed at his side. My finger now reaches his skin, and I pull down quickly, leaving a small red and white scratch on his artificially smooth skin. He pulls back, shouts, "Hey!" I turn and run, elated. I'm going to miss my plane, but my work is done. Chad has been avenged, and balance is restored. 20 seconds later, I'm tackled by airport security and spend a little time in the clink. No big deal. It was worth it. The end. We'll be right back.